I'm Marco Werman.
I'm Rupa Shenoy, and you're with The World.
We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston.
We are DACA. Those are the voices of protesters in Jackson Heights in Queens, New York. And they're marching against President Trump's decision to shut down President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. We've been hearing a lot this week from people who were brought to the U.S. undocumented as children and are now in danger of being deported. But we also wanted to hear how some of their parents are dealing with the situation. The World's Jasmine Garz caught up with several of them at the protest. Hi, Jazz.
Hi, Rupa.
So you've been covering immigration for 10 years, and you say you've noticed something different about this protest?
Yeah, you know, I've been covering immigration nationwide for about 10 years or so, and I gotta say, I've never seen people this emotional. And I was taken aback by the large percentage of the protest, which was moms, undocumented moms, a lot of them, who took to the street to protest anyway. You know, Rupa, a lot of times at these protests, undocumented people stay away because they're in a more vulnerable situation. But there were a lot of moms who were undocumented and out there protesting. And I met a woman named Irma. She's from Mexico, and she has two children who have DACA status. One just graduated as a mechanical engineer, and the other one is studying to be a doctor's assistant. And she was very emotional. She says there's been a lot of talk in her family about leaving the U.S.
Así me siento yo culpable de haberme los traído para ahora sí que sin una visa, sin nada.
So Irma expressed feelings of guilt. You know, Rupa, it's something I've heard from a lot of the moms out there. She says she has these like guilt pangs about bringing her babies here without a visa.
Are people making her feel that way? Is there a sense that there's a scapegoating of parents of dreamers going on?
Well, there's definitely this rhetoric. You know, you keep hearing these phrases, the kids aren't bad, the kids didn't do anything bad, the kids aren't evil. And the implication is that the parents did something wrong. And several DACA recipients have told me that this reasoning, you know, the reasoning that DACA recipients are victims of their parents' sin is pretty difficult to deal with. You know, it's already been divisive for families to have some members getting protection and others kind of living in the shadows. And these are sometimes parents who have risked their lives for their kids. So Veronica, who I met at the protest, she came from Mexico with three daughters.
Pues sí, a veces sueño que, por ejemplo, que estamos así en la casa y que...
Rupa, you were asking me about the sense of guilt, and it's so overwhelming that this woman, Veronica, was telling me about these recurrent nightmares she's been having. She dreams that the phone rings and it's her daughter calling to say immigration agents have come to get her. And her daughter says over the phone, "You see, Mom? You see what happens?"
Okay, but you've been telling me that that's not how everyone feels, right? You met someone else named Maria.
Yeah, I caught up with Maria over the phone when I got back from the protest yesterday. I was working in the tobacco field areas of North Carolina recently, and I met Maria, who's also from Mexico, who has one daughter on DACA. And her daughter just graduated with a master's in fine arts, wants to get a PhD. And Maria and I have kept in touch. And she has been here for over 20 years, and she says this is the worst year she's experienced. Her daughter, who has DACA, is talking about going to Canada.
Yo no la podría ver. Y yo como mamá, estoy desconsolada.
You know, what Maria is saying to me is that she's reckoning with this idea that if her daughter goes to Canada, Maria will probably not see her again. Not for a really long time, unless Maria decides to leave the U.S. forever. That's kind of it. And I think that's what a lot of these moms are grappling with. If my children leave now, whether it's to Mexico or Canada or Europe, that is a pretty permanent separation. And yet when I asked Maria, you know, do you feel that guilt that some of the other moms feel? She said, absolutely not.
Cuando la veo ahora, graduada de la universidad, ya de...
She told me about this epiphany she had when she was living in Mexico, in the state of Guerrero, which is a very embattled state in Mexico. She was looking at these school children in this tiny school with dirt floors, and the kids were running around barefoot. And she says at that moment, she realized she needed to get out. And she says she had another very similar epiphany recently when she saw her daughter graduating summa cum laude from college. And she realized no matter what is happening, no matter what happens next, she says she doesn't regret this. She doesn't regret anything that she did.
The world's Jasmine Garz, she joined us from New York. Jazz, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me, Rupa.